Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning hymn. O come, O come, thou Lord of might,
who to thy tribes on Sinai's height
in ancient times did give the law
in cloud and majesty and awe.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Emmanuel shall come to earth. Let love dispel all fear.
Morning prayer. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Give us, O Lord, steadfast hearts, which no unworthy thought can drag downward, unconquered hearts, which no tribulation can wear out, upright hearts, which no unworthy purpose may tempt aside. Bestow upon us also, O Lord our God, understanding to know you, diligence to seek you, wisdom to find you, and a faithfulness that may finally embrace you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 79. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have laid Jerusalem in ruins. They have given the bodies of your servants to the birds of the air for food, the flesh of your faithful to the wild animals of the earth. They have poured out their blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. We have become a taunt to our neighbors, mocked and derided by those around us. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? Will your jealous wrath burn like fire? Pour out your anger on the nations that do not know you, and on the kingdoms that do not call on your name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his habitation. Do not remember against us the iniquities of our ancestors. Let your compassion come speedily to meet us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, where is their God? Let the avenging of the outpoured blood of your servants be known among the nations before our eyes. Let the groans of the prisoners come before you. According to your great power, preserve those doomed to die. Return sevenfold into the bosom of our neighbors the taunts with which they taunted you, O Lord. Then we, your people, the flock of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. From generation to generation, we will recount your praise. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake.
The word today comes from Luke 21, verses 34 through 38. Take care that your hearts aren't dulled by drinking parties, drunkenness, and the anxiety of day-to-day life. Don't let that day fall upon you unexpectedly, like a trap. It will come upon everyone who lives on the face of the whole earth. Stay alert at all times, praying that you are strong enough to escape everything that is about to happen and to stand before the human one. Every day, Jesus was teaching in the temple, but he spent each night on the Mount of Olives. All the people rose early in the morning to hear him in the temple area. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration. Today is Channing Moore Williams. Williams was born in Richmond, Virginia in 1829 and ordained deacon in 1855. The Episcopal Church sent him to China, where he was ordained priest in 1857. In 1859, he was sent to Nagasaki, Japan, and in 1866 was consecrated Bishop of China and Japan. In 1868, Japan was opened to far greater contact with the West than before, and he determined that he could achieve his best results by concentrating his efforts on Japan. In 1874, he relinquished his pastorate in China and went to Tokyo, then called Edo, where he founded what is now St. Paul's University. In 1878, Williams helped unite several mission efforts in the formation of the Holy Catholic Church in Japan. In 1889, his health began to fail, and he asked to be relieved. In 1893, a successor was appointed, and Williams stayed on, living in Kyoto and helping to open new mission stations. He returned to America in 1908, and died December 2nd, 1910. The collect today, Channing Moore Williams. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for your servant, Channing Moore Williams, whom you called to preach the gospel to the peoples of China and Japan. Raise up, we pray, in this and every land, heralds and evangelists of your kingdom, that your church may proclaim the unsearchable riches of our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
For a sick person, O Father of mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in times of need, we humbly beseech you to behold, visit, and relieve your sick servants, for whom our prayers are desired. Look upon them with the eyes of your mercy. Comfort them with a sense of your goodness. Preserve them from the temptations of the enemy, and give them patience under their affliction. In your good time, restore them to health and enable them to live the remainder of their lives in your awe. And to your glory, and grant that finally they may dwell with you in life everlasting through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayers for unity of the church. O God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our only Savior, the Prince of Peace, give us grace seriously to lay to heart the great dangers we are in by our unhappy divisions. Take away all hatred and prejudice and whatever else may hinder us from godly union and concord, that as there is but one body and one spirit, one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, so we may be all of one heart and of one soul, united in one holy bond of truth and peace, of faith and charity, and may with one mind and one mouth glorify thee through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
For the right use of God's gifts. Almighty God, whose loving hand has given us all we possess, grant us grace that we may honor you with our substance. And remembering the account which we must one day give, may be faithful stewards of your bounty through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Collect of the Week. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join us in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. May God be in your head and in your understanding. May God be in your eyes and in your looking. May God be in your mouth and in your speaking. May God be in your heart and in your thinking. May God be at your end and at your departing. Amen.
Amen. Amen.